Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. This is The Crooked Show, and this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Program. And we are delighted to bring it to you for the next 3 hours or so. You have Ian Francis, Marcus Ned, alongside Ivo Henry. What is your pleasant good morning to you, Mr. Ian Francis? Morning.
Pleasant good morning to you, Ivo.
Yes, good morning, and how are you today?
Everybody is fine, and I hope the same is in your household as well.
Yes, well, we are under sunshine, we are under white skies. Hopefully, we will remain in the sunshine. So, you're experiencing some sort of light in terms of sunlight, and I hope that you is doing quite well.
Yes, we are grateful for small mercies. It could be better, but it could be definitely worse. So we are grateful for small mercies, and we had a wonderful, wonderful week in terms of the weather condition. Could be out in your garden. You could be, you know, doing whatever you want to do without any difficulty of being too cold or too hot. I had the pleasure of taking my wife for a little spin around the block, and I say, in her wheelchair, so that was good. That good exercise for me, and good sunshine going on her body. So that was awesome.
Very well. Okay, well, then we'll let you go ahead and give the show its blessing, and then we'll get into some housekeeping and get the show rolling.
Okay. Without no further ado, let me just ask God's presence in this house this morning. We, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We're grateful for your giving us an opportunity to present yet another show. We pray you let it go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We trust that the listeners too may enjoy it, and those who are taking part will also find it a pleasant place to be this morning. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering and ill for a period of time, and namely Eunice Francis, my dear brother, Dr. Leo Lashley, my niece, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Merchis Nisbet, Elgomino Willett, Winfred Francis, Dennis Kelman, Silma Cornelius, Walter Mona Daniels, Fillmore Hallpike, and Earl Stevens and Dr. Roger Brown, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. We pray especially for my other brother, Joey and Francis, and my niece, Jeanette Hughes, and Wilhelmina Williams over there in Toronto, Canada, and Casper Jarvis, also there in Toronto, and Albert Morgan, who recently lost his wife about a year ago. We thank you for what you've done for them, Lord. We pray you just continue to heal them, heal them that you, from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head, Lord. Bring them back to their normal self so that they continue to do the work you put them here to do. We ask for the ones who are financing the show to help open their hearts that they may just continue to provide us with the funding to make it possible to have the shows. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Bless each and every person appearing here this morning. And thank you for what you've done for us in the past. And we just hope that you'll continue to make this show the one to be remembered and will go for a long, long time. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as soon as we talk about the show, we just drop this and let's see if we can get back up and running again.
Yeah, I just saw it being dropped.
Yeah, well, we'll just wait and see what's going to be taking place. But like I say, God is good all the time, and we're not going to worry and press on. Well, like I said, Leanne, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so, and you too can be a part of the conversation, 515-605-9850. Push the one, and of course, we will be able to have you audible. But of course, you know, the first hour, we go into our inspirational portion. That's where we bring you songs to inspire you. More often than not, it's from the gospel renditions, but nonetheless, it's something to inspire you. We take that up to the top of the hour, and Leon would indeed take his robe off, and he'll put on his sporting gears, and he will bring you international and regional sports and whatever is happening in the wide world of sports and this time. So stay tuned for that. Some folks we know come in just in time for that. Some stay just for that. And we hope that you'll come for the entire show. But your preference, we know it's a Saturday, and we're grateful for your presence. And after that, of course, we will have the birthday, anniversary, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. And that's going to be compliment Mr. Audley Watson. And after that, we sure to hear from Mr. Cardinal Mills. And he always has something to bring to the fore, so we'll await his arrival around 10:30, thereabout. And again, be not afraid. You can always dial 515-605-9850. And with that, we're going to ask you to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, tell your neighbor, to tell the other neighbor that we are here. And of course, we will have our musical interlude along the way. And I'll take this opportunity to tell you, well, tomorrow, of course, at 6 o'clock in the p.m., that's the show you're not going to want to miss. You never know what you're going to get. There's always something interesting. More often than not, there is a special guest. So stand by for that. Leon would be hosting that show, and he runs a tight ship, make sure that everybody gets a say. So having said that, let's see if we can get started here with something while I go in the back room and see if I can get back online for those listeners out there who are not maybe hearing us at this time. So let's try this.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. The helpless, confused and torn, hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world. Some other way, see
your candle and go light your world. And like I said, I'm still waiting here for my screen to come back up, so maybe I can just go ahead and fill the void and let Liam take over there. Well, today it's the Sabbath. It's the day in which we give thanks and praise to the Lord. And, well, every day we should do so. I know that for sure. That should be a given. Because I always say we cannot make the sun rise. We cannot make the sun go down. There is a mighty one. There is a higher power somewhere. That power we deem to be God. I'm hearing something in the background. Okay, so I'm going to ask Liam to just do his thing there back for me. Liam, if you're hearing me.
Okay, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a screen right now. It's trying to come back up, so I'm just going to go ahead and just do a thing.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. When you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now we're down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. Yeah.
without you, Lord. That's why we ask for your grace and your mercy. Grant us peace within, dear Lord. Come into this house. We need you, dear God. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands in worship as we welcome God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands in worship. Lift your hands in worship. Oh, can you feel the presence of the Holy One in this house? We welcome you, dear Lord. If you're sick and heavy laden, oh, take it to him in prayer. If your pain's too much to bear, take it to him in prayer. There is nothing that you ask, oh, that shall be denied. Just take it all to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be assured that God still answers prayer. And whatever you ask of him shall not be denied. Hallelujah. Let's welcome the Spirit of God in your life this time. Lift your hands up and say, come into my life. Come into my life. Oh, Spirit of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If your eyes are fading, oh, take it to him in prayer. If the doctor can do nothing for you, oh, take it to him in prayer. He's your healer, he's your deliverer, and that you cannot deny. Just take it all to him in prayer. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is in this house tonight. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I can feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is here tonight. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Holy Ghost, we bow our heads in prayer. Anoint us from our head to our feet, dear God. Oh Lord, you are the shield for me, my glory and the lift of my head. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The three in one is in this house. The three in one is in this house tonight. I can feel the presence of the three in one tonight. The three in one is in.
Yes, indeed. Can you hear me, Leon? I hope that we're up and running.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, very well. Like we said, there's something that gets in the way, but God is good and he's good all of the time. So let's see what we can bring here to the folks here from from my end, Lynn.
World I'm living in, I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I have come here along the way. Could you tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and the love that's true? Across the bridge, there'll be no song.
Most full of matchless maker. Lord, we praise your holy name.
Sing the wonder of all peace, seeking mercy. The mansions bright and blessed. Prepare for us a place to be all get past. A day of rejoicing will be when we all sing and shout to the story. Where we walk the pilgrim's way, our glory spreads.
Right, come on and sing. Yes, Father God, we know you're good and your goodness keeps us running. After us, even when we do deserve it, yes, Lord, to one and all. We will sing and shout for victory. Yes, we will sing and shout for victory. Okay.
To receive all the
Praise him, praise him. Well, we want to know how great thou art. You just know how great he is right about now. Yeah, my God is good. My God is great.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all thy works thy hand has made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, I'm with the heart, I'm with the heart. When through the woods, the forest glades I wander, and hear the bird sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the moon, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I hear of God's eternal spirit sent him to die, I scarcely take it in. Then on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, paradise. Sits away and saves my soul. My Savior, God to me. I'll wait so hard. Oh, great love. And change my soul. My Savior, God to me. I'll wait so hard. I'll wait so
I only wish that someone could tell me how great God is. He's greater than great. That's my soft answer. Nice plate.
Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness. No more in night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I was so aimless. Life was with sin. But I was there. Savior in. Now I'm changing the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I know the light. Oh, I know the light. I know the light. No more in night. No more in night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord.
Saw the light. I hope you're seeing the light as well. Well, I'm going to be surrendering all.
All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him and daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender. Make me faithful. Let me feel thy Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine. I surrender all. I surrender all.
I surrender all. Well, lean on me, lean on Jesus. We're going to do that.
This is for the little child without a father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living away. This is my story. There's a man standing on the corner. He has no food and his blue skies are gone. Can you be your oh Lord, there's a girl searching for a path and a way, praying that the storm will someday end. But instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, I am here. You don't have to worry, I can be yours. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. He's my shoulder, you can lean on me. Yeah, yeah. There's a child who is sick and begging to be free, but there is no cure for his disease. He looked up to his father as he holds his hand. Pray that someday the sun will shine again and the pain will end. I am me. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. Here's my shoulder, you can lean on me. Tell me how can I love Jesus when I never seen his face? Yet if I see I won't turn and walk away. So hold my hand and let me take you to a friend of mine who is waiting just to ease your troubled mind. He loves you more than you'll ever know. instead of walking away. Open up your heart and say, there's a man standing on the corner. He has no hope, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear me crying? Look out, I am here. You don't have to worry about me. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there.
Yes, well, we're going to lift the name on high. We're going to lift the Lord's name on high as can be. I'm sure he can reach it.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this chain link of love. Brother JT, testify.
Lift the name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Yeah, I'm so glad you're in my life, and I'm so glad you came to see.
You came from heaven to earth to know the way from the earth to cross my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
I can tell why these songs are going in and out, in and out. Maybe it's the drivers. I don't know. But I don't like it.
God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you.
Come to the end of our inspirational portion, and the song there is attention to the sports. And like I say, we apologize for the hiccups along the way, and then we came back with some songs going in and out, but nonetheless, I sure you would have received your blessings. I'm sure you would have received your blessings, so we're waiting for the sports. So, Leon, we are waiting for your sports. So if you're hearing us, come on in.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay. Well, good morning. Good morning. But before I begin, I just want to say wonderful, wonderful show. First hour. I hope the listeners would have enjoyed it as much as I did. Wonderful. Let's begin with the sports and some good news for the people in the Caribbean, because CPL is coming back to town. And guess what? It's going to be hosted in the lovely island of Saint-Kitts and Nevis. Oh, my goodness. What a joy it is. What a pleasure it is. And let me just give you the contents of what is happening, what's going to be happening. The 2021 Caribbean Premier League will be hosted entirely at Warner Park in St. Kitts, beginning on August 28th. There will be some 33 matches, and the fans will be allowed if they are vaccinated, and the stadium, which holds some 80,000 fans, 50% of that would be allowed in the stadium. We're looking forward to the commencement of the tournament, and hope that all will be well. Word out is that Dwayne Bravo will be joining the Saint-Kitts and Nevis Patriots. Is that good news? I think it is. He says he wants to help the youth to develop their games, and what a wonderful gesture from a great Caribbean cricketer. Moving on along, news coming out of Jamaica. There's several Jamaican cricketing icons will be depicted in the form of a mural at the Sabina Park in Kingston as part of the Ministry of Sports' latest project dubbed Celebration. Mural, of course, you folks know what that is. It's going to be the players that are going to be featured: George Headley, Jackie Hendricks, Michael Holland, Jeffrey Dujon, Courtney Walsh, Jimmy Adams, Chris Gayle, Stephanie Taylor, and no Lawrence Rowe mentioned. Hope they find some room for that great West Indian icon. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, and the more the fans are on. Turning our attention to the CPL, the latest standing sees Chennai Super Kings on top, followed by the Delhi Capitals, Royal Challengers, they are in third place, followed by the Mumbai India fourth. Fifth, we had the Punjab Kings. And following that is the Kolkata Knight Riders and the Rajasthan Royals. They are seventh, and at the bottom is the Sunrisers Hyderabad. And news is that Warner have been replaced as captain by Kane Williamson. Bangladesh tour of Sri Lanka. Well, I'll give you the scores of those matches later on, but just wanted to announce that the CWI, they have presented some 2000 audited financial statements from 2014 to 2020. My goodness, that's a lot of financial statements. And Russell is among a number of West Indian players who are going to be replacing stars in the PSL. Others from the Caribbean will be Obed McCoy, Fabian Allen, Rogman Powell, and Philip Edwards. The tournament is set to restart come June the 1st. And this year, the World Cup T20 could be moved to the United Arab Emirates if India continues to suffer with a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic. And with bad news, because here in some $200,000 persons have been infected, and it's expected to be up by 300 every day. 203 or 300,000 infected each day. That is terrible. The number of players have left and gone home, and some of the cricketers also have contributed to help with treatment of those who are infected. And some news coming out of Sri Lanka, not out of Sri Lanka, but South Africa, but I heard that the tour might well go on. The South African had some problems, and they seem to have gotten it solved. It looks as if the tour of the Caribbean may well go on. We'll wait and see. We are expecting to hear about it tomorrow, but nevertheless, we will bring you what we have. Let's turn our attention to the county championship, where Derbyshire, the latest scores we have is that Derbyshire 105 all out and 159 all out the second time around. Notts 256 and 318. Notts winning there by 310 runs. Durham versus Warwickshire. Durham 391 for 9 and Warwickshire 87 all out and 31 for 2. And the other match, Worcestershire versus Essex. Worcestershire replying to Essex 561 for 8, were 160 for 3. Joseph got 2 for 92. And Essex, as we said, made 561 for 8. Worcester replying with 160 for 3. Joseph 2 for 93. Just covering the West Indian players. Over in Gloucester, where Leicester scored 421, Gloucester 275, Bratwick scored 9 in Gloucestershire's first innings. Is it Kent or sorry, Somerset versus Middlesex? Somerset 268 all out, Middlesex 357 and 50 for 2. Surrey versus Hampshire. Surrey scored 560 for 7. Hampshire 92 all out and 82 for 5. Roche got 3 for 21. Sussex versus Lancashire. Sussex 328 all out and 64 for 5. Lancashire 230 all out. Yorkshire versus Notts. Yorkshire 206 and 191 for 8. Northams 234. And just some international matches. Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh. Sri Lanka 493 for 7 and 17 for 2. Am I having the right one? 17 for 2. And Bangladesh 251 for 8. The other match, Zimbabwe versus Pakistan. Pakistan scored 426. Zimbabwe 176 and 134. Pakistan winning there by some 116 runs. And in progress right now in the IPL, we see Mumbai Indians are coming up against Chennai Super Kings. We'll keep you up to date with that. Turning our attention to my favorite sports before, well, let's go into that. My favorite sports is the soccer, and of course, featuring the IPL First Division. Manchester City, still on top. In second place, Manchester United. Leicester, they are third. Chelsea, my team, fourth. West Ham, they are fifth. Liverpool are sixth. Tottenham 7th, Everton 8th, Leeds 9th, Arsenal 10th, Aston Villa 11th, Wolves 12th, Crystal Palace, they are 13th, Southampton 14th, followed by Burnley, Newcastle, and Brighton. Those are the team 14, 15, 16, and 17th. In the cellar, in the relegation zone, Fulham 18th. West Brom, they are 19th, and Sheffield United, they are 20th. And we just know that it's almost impossible for anyone to overtake Manchester City, and it looks like they're going to be the winners. It could be some technicalities, but they're saying that Manchester City has this wrapped up, and Chelsea is hoping to retain the number of fourth position or higher in order to make the European Championship. And just a word about LeBron James. He has returned from injury after 20 games. Out prevents the Lakers going down by 110-106 to the Sacramento Kings. So we'll just be following that and hoping that LeBron will be back on his feet again. Tomorrow we'll be looking at a number of other items which I won't go into today, but we have quite a bit of news which we don't want to be laboring the folks with this morning. But I just like to say that tomorrow we are hoping to hear from the president of the West Indies Cricket Board, Mr. Ricky Skerritt. But knowing that there is a situation over there in South Africa, we can keep our fingers crossed. But he has promised us faithfully that he will be on. The last time he was, he had a death in the family and he was had to get a short vacation break. And but he was kind enough to give us Dr. Shallow, and we were happy that he came on. So look forward to seeing as many of you as possible, because tomorrow we're going to have the panelists name their teams. We're going to name the Leeward Islands team. That is, we're going to name the India team. We're going to name the England team. We're going to name the West Indies all-time 11. And we'll do as much as possible to be. So be sure to tune in, and all the panelists, I hope, will be on. And we'll hear their views and their takes and the cooking matters that are available. Just remind the folks that we are mounting a fundraiser for the fans of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And so far, we have had $150 that has been donated for the fans. So we hope that if anyone wants to send a donation, they can send it to us and we will direct it to the fans or via Dr. Shallow and send the funds to him, and he will direct it to the pertinent persons involved. But we are hoping to do a substantial amount. So whatever you can subscribe, send it to the Cricket Show, and we will direct it to the fans over there, to the people over there in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I understand that following the volcano eruption, there was also flooding in the country. So when it rains, it pours. Please join us tomorrow and make your voices be heard. We'll be glad to hear from each and every one of you and hope that you guys have a wonderful evening. So back over to you, Eva. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you, Leon. Thank you for that. And like I said, tomorrow, folks, you're going to get it full force when the heavyweights are in at 6 o'clock until 9 in the p.m. And you would have heard it. Expect to hear something from the president of Cricket Indies. And trust me, if he's not there, I'm sure that Leon will fill the void with something to keep your interest. So be sure not to miss it. Folks, again, you're in tune with the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and you know we have different segments. We would have gone past the inspirational portion. We are now into sports, and now we're going to move forward to birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So now's the time for you to call in if you know there's a birthday, particularly on this day, or any event, or you can get your get-well wishes coming through at this time, too. 515-605-9850, that's the number to call, and we'll step aside, and you will step up to the... I just saw Ina Day, and she graced us with a presence, and I think she would have gone backstage someplace, but want to say good morning to her. Much respect, we did not hear you this morning, but you're not going to get away, you know, you're coming up on this segment, you have to have your voice be audible. So, folks, let's do some celebrating.
We'll be right back.
earlier here from Cool and the Gang, they said, come on, come on, it's celebration time. And we're going to be telling you all who have had birthdays on this date, back when, the year, and we will celebrate with them. And all this is coming to compliments of Audley Watson. So let me go and see if I can find him over here. He's a good man. Takes time out to do this. And be sure not to miss it at 6:30 tomorrow to have all the birthdays for tomorrow and for the upcoming week. So here we go for this Saturday. Oh, where we go. We're into May. I almost gone to the wrong one. It's a good thing my eyes are faster than my mouth. So this is the 1st of May. Welcome to May. May Day, May Day, May Day. And yeah, we even forgot to introduce this morning. We had a little hiccup. We apologize again for that. Well, here we go. We start with the West Indies. Who do we have? Let's get a little background music. Did you hear that? Yes, here we go. Okay, so here we go, folks. West Indies. Sonny Ramadan, we would have heard of him. He turns 91 today, birthday. The great Gordon Greenidge, he has gone past 60 in 70. And the one and only and first cricketer out of Nevis and the Leeward Islands, Mr. El Camino Willis, he turns 68 today. That's my friend, pal, compadre. And I always think I claim to fame in cricket was to race the same cricket field with El Camino Willis from Zanzibar. And we have in the USA, we have Monang Patel. He's 28. In Australia, we have Rick Darling. Yeah, him. He turns 63 today. Joe Weiner, 65. Joe Carey, 47. Nick Larkin, 30. Mustard Bellis, today as well. In Pakistan, we have Ghulam Abbas, 74. Mustaq Ahmed, he is 34. Uthman Shikwari, he turns 26. But this, we have Kimlan Afis as well. And over in England, we go to John Evans. Papua New Guinea, Hari, he turns 25, quarter of a century. In East Africa, we have Don Quinlu. India, we have Atul Sharma, he turns 21. Shubab Kumar, 27. Shubrat Das, 57. In the Netherlands, we have Iris Jarrap, 59. Ryan here, he turns 40. What about Glenn Ford, Canadian-American actor? He was born in 1963. Scott Carpenter, American astronaut. Mercury 7, he was born in 1925. Way back to date, that same year, my father was born in 1925. We have Max Robinson, he's the first African-American network TV anchor. He was born in 1939. Arina Stepanova is a Russian athlete. Three times over the world record. First woman to run sub 53 seconds over that distance. She is 71. Tim McGraw, American country musician and actor. He turns 54. Stuart Appleby, Australian golfer and one of only 11 players to shoot 59 on the PGA Tour. He is 50. Woohoo! Half a century. Raise your band. 1707, we have England, Wales, and Scotland all united to form the Great Britain. That happened in 1707. Now, folks, this history for you. 1751, American first cricket tournament was held in New York City. Virgil! 1751, Virgil happened. 1805, the state of Virginia passed a law requiring all free slaves to leave the state or risk entering prisons. 1884, the construction of the first American 10-story building began in Chicago, Illinois.
1991, legendary pitcher Cy Young wins first game played at Cleveland. Cleveland spiked 12 since that is 23. In 1920, longest MLB game, Major League Baseball game by innings, Brooklyn Robins tied Boston Braves 1-1. 26 innings. That was a never ending baseball match. In 1931, the Empire State Building in New York was dedicated and opened. It's 102 stories tall and was the tallest building in the world. 1941, the first Foot Rockers Navajo Indians, especially recruited by Greeks, served in the standard communication unit. The had an ungrateful cup of voice communication. 1950, when the Republicans became the first Americans, the first African Americans, with the Pulitzer Prize for her book. The book of poetry called Annie Allen, 1962. This day, the first HEMA department store opened in San Francisco. That happened. The way every girl is always stuck at school. HEMA is a big thing for the HEMA. One. 1963, we have the first banker, James Whitaker, to conquer Mount Everest. 1971, the National Railroad passenger called Hampton went into service. 1986, Task News Agency reported the Shinobi nuclear power plant accident. In 1998, on the third day of the Los Angeles riots, resulting from the King appeared in public to appear for cars. He asked, can you argue now? 1997, after nearly 20 years of conservative government, British voters gave the Labour Party, led by Tony Blair, in 2001, Thomas E. Bladen Jr. became the seventh ex-Ku Klux Klan man to be considered in the Sixth Street Baptist Church bombing by members of the Ku Klux Klan group in Birmingham, Alabama. Four African-American girls were killed in the bombing. President Barack Obama announced that U.S. soldiers have killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan on this day, folks, 2012, Occupy Wall Street protesters gathered across the U.S. state of international state. Thousands of people gathered in New York, Oakland, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Chicago for people. Let's do it again. Thousands of people gathered in New York, Oakland, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago. They did that for peaceful protests. And in 2015, Pete Brown, first African-American golfer to win the PGA Tour in Waco, Texas in 1964. He died at 18 years of age. Anniversary and events that would have taken place on State in History. Compliments. My ruby son, Mr. Audley. What? Good morning again. All of the folks. Welcome. Well, the cardinal. The cardinal coming in. The folks say they want to hear Marshall's voice because good morning, Matrice Nisbet. and the article is about Martin, the cardinal
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. I can hardly hear you.
You can hardly hear me. That's not good at all. You mean
yes,
all of them with the
slipping?
Was breaking up?
Say, as they would say, you're breaking up.
A little bit updating that I have done because some of the stuff I'm breaking up. I can make sure you're good in the headphone. When I go onto the phone to hear what's going on there, I can hear it just cutting up. So, say your good mornings and then we will... Leon, first of all, if you have anything to add to events, because like you say, all they would have given us the gist of what would have taken place worldwide, but sometimes we have an anniversary, so we have first so much as you want to give it a shot.
Okay. Let's just say good morning to everyone. Good morning, his wife. Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to Cardinal Lennox, everyone who's listening. It's beautiful and sunny right here in New York City, and I'm living on the sunny side, but it's still beautiful. Mom, she's doing okay. She's hanging in there. And what else?
We want to hear. You have a mom. Mom, who are you talking about?
My mother, God be her.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that's her, my mom. Lovely, beautiful woman.
We always
have to
remember there's
God.
Always first on the list who is listening. We always have to cater for them, you know. You never know. I say, who is she talking about?
Yes. Best mother in the whole wide world. And
oh, we know that line.
That,
very good.
Before I forgot, I would love to wish her and my dad, even though he's not here, a happy 59th anniversary. So she missed him a lot. She had a rough day yesterday. That was yesterday, the 30th day of April.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she missed him. She was kind of off yesterday, and I know why. But she's doing much better since she woke up this morning. So I hope, well, she did enjoy, but in a rough way, because 59 years and your partner is not with you, that could be rough. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Just before you go, a lot of birthdays
mm-hmm.
that you would have heard of just now, but you have to say,
oh, my boy. Happy birthday, Mr. Camilo Willett. I hope you're enjoying every minute of it. Go out, get some sunshine, relax at the beach, take a walk, do something with the wifey. You know, enjoy your day, do it however you enjoy it, but enjoy. Happy birthday.
Okay, let's check in with Liam to see if he has anything on this. Because we wouldn't want to miss this. An event that he would have had. Last week we had to do some damage control with his grandson, so we have to make sure we cover that this week. Anything to report, Leanne? Well, we have Brother Cardinal with us, so Cardinal, come on down. Come on, Leanne. Yes, we can hear you now.
Nothing extra to report. You know, all is well in my neck of the woods. My grandson had a wonderful day, birthday last week. He had a fishing trip with his friends who took him out in the sea, and, you know, he loves the sea. He had a wonderful day. He didn't catch much fish, but it was just a pleasure to watch the water and play with his friends on the boat, and that was all it takes to enjoy your birthday. Got some gifts and the works. And that's what it takes to be peace, have peace of mind and happy with your friends and enjoy another year. You don't know how long you're going to be here, but you just have to enjoy it. Make the best of it. All right. That's my take.
Yes, indeed. All right. And now we have the U.S. Virgin Islands sending tourists. Would be this time if it were not for COVID. It's carnival, baby. But the neighboring island, St. Croix, where Cardinal Station, I sure he'll get some update what's happening on St. Thomas as well as St. Croix. And you can touch the islands until we can hear from Lynette to tell us what's happening in Antigua, Barbuda, Montserrat, Nevis, Sinkit, Anguilla, St. Martin, and all the stuff down there. Those are our roving reporters to tell us what's happening in that part of the world. So Cardinal Mills, yours for the taking. Come on down.
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Mertris. And
Good morning,
and welcome to all of the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. One thing I'd like to add to the historical note, I should say two things I'd like to add to the historical note. In 1866 was what was known as the Memphis Race Riot. Where the white citizens of the city, you know, launched an unprovoked attack on the black citizens. I don't know if they were. No, I don't think they were citizens at that time. On the black people in that area, killing a number of them. An unprovoked attack. I mean, just out of the blue, you know, you begin to attack black people. That was in 1866, and that started on May 1st, 1866. Also, in 1803, which I should have remembered first, was the Louisiana Purchase, in which the French ceded Louisiana to the United States, because you remember Louisiana was considered to be French territory. The French ceded Louisiana to the United States. And this, of course, was orchestrated through the Haitian Revolution. Remember, Haiti crippled France at that time in their struggle for independence and self-determination. And so the French had to give up Louisiana, get some money to fund their war, and Haiti eventually sealed its independence the following year in 1804, a struggle that lasted somewhere between 1791 and 1804. That was the driving force for the French to cede Louisiana to the United States. So, you know, Haiti kind of directly or indirectly assisted the development of the United States. They contributed significantly to the development of the United States. Those are the two little pieces I had. Okay.
Legs, foot, belly, back. You need to tell us about what's happening in your neck of the woods there.
This would have been the weekend, grand weekend for Carnival in St. Thomas, but due to the pandemic, as it is called, you know, all of the activities came to a lull. Nothing is happening, and like we always say, it's also the carnival season would have also been the carnival season in St. Martin, and that has been brought to a stop. A complete change in the life patterns or the activities of the people on these islands. But nevertheless, I think, you know, there are little things happening to commemorate carnival, to remind us that in St. Thomas in particular, this is the time of the year that we get together. So I think some form of getting together is still happening, whether it's by what is called virtual virtual accommodation or whatever other things. My understanding is that there was some activity at what would have been Emancipation Garden, but I think they call it now Mandela Circle, which would have been right next to the Carnival Village in St. Thomas. So, but the whole process of giving the holiday, yesterday would have been a holiday in the Virgin Islands as a whole, so that the working people can travel from St. Croix to St. Thomas. We didn't get that holiday yesterday. So it's not, it's not the same type of accommodation. But the people in St. Thomas and whoever can get there do get together some way, somehow, to commemorate Carnival and to remind us that this is the year that we usually celebrate with, I don't want to say reckless abandon, because it doesn't really sound like the kind of word that I want to use. We really get and celebrate some form of our cultural and historical experience. And that's what we do here in the Caribbean at different times of the year, by celebrating Carnival, cultural, historical, I should say cultural and historical experience. So it's not happening in the way that it used to, but something is happening. Maybe if you get on YouTube and things like that, you're probably able to see little events here and there of what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
I write yours. You're kind of breaking up. You've been kind of breaking up earlier, and it seems as if it's still happening.
Yeah, I did all I can from my end here, so still breaking up, huh?
Yes.
I might have to go to the phone and use the phone. It's coming to the mixer here. So I'm here in Cardinal. It seems as if you play music or something here and see if we can just get Cardinal back. As if you went away from us a little bit.
I'm here, I think. Marcus, you're hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay, well, hold a minute. Then. Let me just do this and then come back so that we can break it up a little bit.
They have a nice old man.
Are you coming through with anything there? I'm not here.
Girl,
yeah,
come my way.
You got the music.
No matter what time.
Okay.
You know I said I wanna give you something on the night shift. Later on the night shift, oh baby girl, oh, I'll be right there on the night shift. Be a bit.
Why do we have to go down there at that time? Oh, come on, come on, come on. I always say the devil is a bad, bad one. Just kicking when she wants and go on the night. One more night. The candle gone because we having a little bit of something. Okay, came back. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead, Cardinals. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I being heard? Yeah.
And who's that?
Hello. Much as you're hearing me?
Yeah, Cardinal, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Cardinal, go ahead and tell you. Go ahead. We can hear you.
No. Okay. No, I was asking Much as you're hearing me, but I didn't hear any answer, so I thought I couldn't be heard. Okay. Let me just say good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and with special reference to the special fans who keep us in line, let us know how well we're doing, let us know how well we are not doing, and we appreciate those fans just as well. And so with that, I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York. Good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bob's in Nisbet. Good morning to you. Hope that you're having a great day. The weather is the weather is warming up, I guess. I'm not hearing too much about the cry of the cold, and I'm hoping that you remember it's because of the great sunshine that we send you from here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Welcome. Good morning to the people over in St. Martin. And we're grieving with you at the loss of your carnival, but nevertheless, we know you're going to be happy. We know you're going to enjoy the show. And you're going to enjoy the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. So stick with us. Good morning, Amma. Good morning, Carlos. And good morning to all the fans in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. Not much of a carnival atmosphere in St. Kitts, but hey, the world is saying that St. Kitts Nevis is COVID-free, so they want to come hanging out over there. Welcome them, Lynette, and you welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning to the people over in Nevis, and particularly to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, hoping that you guys are having a great time over there on the little island. I'm going to step across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to Omel over there in the UK. Good morning, Omel. And as you heard this morning, and I know that you're not liking too much about the way Liverpool is faced, but cheer up. It will get better. Manchester City is now the celebrated, is now almost being celebrated as a champion, but you'll get your turn back. Good morning, Omel, and the fans over there in the UK. I'm going to come across to the US where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hope you're doing okay, brother. We're with you in all the challenges. Say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, little brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you, and hope you are enjoying the day. Step on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Okay. Good morning, Cutner. The man that comes to you there in the southwest by way of Sandy Point. Gartner, have a great day with us. And I'm going to step on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique Yvette Barbara. Good morning, Monique, and hoping that you are recovering well. You know, we wish you all the best in your challenges and your recovery. And finally, I'm going to step on over to Jersey, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne. I'm happy that I got you wrong. You keep me smiling. You keep me laughing. And I keep that fun laugh,
that fun-loving look on your face. Good morning. Hope that you're having a great day with us. And to all the fans, friends, and supporters, good morning to you. We've got sunshine wherever it's cold. Join us here. Ivor's got a great show for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. And we have a few 5252. Let's hear what they have on their mind.
That's my phone, Ivor.
Oh, twice.
We're trying to reach you for a long time.
No, you can have two. No, we have to take one off, Leon. We can have three.
I have one. You brought me in. Because I was listening.
No, you hand it up. The hand is... Okay, let's not go there. If you want to say something, go ahead.
No, I was trying to tell you that you're coming blurred all the time.
Yeah, much a while ago. I don't know. What's going on? We'll be shut down, came back, and then probably never caught itself. But hopefully it's all a little better. I hope. I tried to do a little thing from this end. Is it any better? I hope.
Yes. I turn off one phone.
Okay, you sound far away. You sound like you're in a dungeon at this time. So. Yeah, well, of course, as usual, we want to say good morning to Phil Moore down there in the Southwest. Hope that everything's okay with him. Listen to the Saturday morning entertainment show. Hope he's being entertained at the time. So, there we have it. Let's see if he come in garble on this one here. Let me hear something.
One more night, give me just one more night, girl. One more night, I can't live without you. One more night, give me one more night, a million more nights, I can't sleep without you. Alright, that's every day me say me want you in my life. Come in now, I'm losing the clue, not to the dead side. I beg you, I'm blind, man, I'm tired. Y'all know where to call without you, I keep you hiding. Remember when you said me all day, me love from the room to in the hallway. I no really want me learn the hard way. Me no afraid, me say, please, girl, stay. One more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, cause I can live. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights, I can't sleep without you. Remember when you miss me, call me and tell me, say you want to me. Me never reaching him, you are helping me. Soon as me reach you, do away. Big smile by your face, you lock me down for the whole day. Girl, me no want to be straight, me no want you to leave, me no want you to be. Don't leave me in dismay, me need you by my side like all the I've need the peace, at least. One more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night.
You cannot use that one, Leon. I'm using that to play it, Leon. I'm using that. You gotta use my phone.
Give me just one more night. Me need you. One more night, cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights, I can't sleep without you. Alright, cause every day me say me want you in my life. Come in now, I have to wake you, feel no dead by my side. I beg you, I'm blind, man, I'm afraid. Girl, me words are cold without you and me feelings can't hide. Remember when you say you need me all day. Make love from the room to not all way, girl. Me no really want to learn the hard way. Me no afraid, me say, please, girl, stay. One more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, cause I can't live.
worked out through. One more night, let me give me one more night, yes, a million more nights. Come out back, no matter what time, no matter what time of day. Baby, baby, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Yeah. You know I said I wanna give you some sweet love, sweet love. On the night shift, play around on the night shift. Oh, baby, come hold me now. I treat you right, yeah. On the night shift, yeah, yeah. Be happy. So ain't no man who are loving in the night, yeah. She take care of my husband at the room, right, yeah. She crawl up in my arms like a spider. But if it's in a difficulty where she inside her, then me and you start to be money energizer. Look. She starts in a prayers like the phantom synthesizer. I got no man in my arms to squeeze out tighter. I wanna give you some sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh baby, come hold me. I try, yeah. On the night shift, shift, shift. Baby, darling. Star come out, moonlight a shine right through the house. Light the candles, my girl, move the coats. Tonight me want hear the sound. Lock off the phone, no make nobody call ya. Baby signal, me not go big smile ya. Baby, we make it love, let it flow, because I'm not gonna give you some sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh baby, don't hold it now. I'll treat you right, yeah. On the night shift, yeah, yeah. Be a I wanna give you some sweet love, sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh baby, come hold it now. Man, while loving in the night, yeah, she take care of my job and the bedroom light. Crawl up in my arms like a spider. Body fit in a difficulty where she inside her. Then me introduce her to me bunny energizer. Loving in abundance, she can't minimize her. She starts to press like the phantom synthesizer. I go to man in my arms to squeeze her tighter. I wanna give you some sweet love, sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh baby, come hold it now. I'll treat you right, yeah. On the night shift, shift, shift. Baby, I wanna give you some sweet love, sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh baby, hold it now. I'll treat you right.
On the night shift, on the night shift, one is sweet. Let's get one more here. Let's see if we can find a very soft place over here.
Oh, what a night. When you're wrapped up in my arms, I think you're wrapped so long. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Feel like it's rubbing over my skin, and then your head comes up my skin.
here alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, that move you make gives me a rush. Oh, wine some more, show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Go, let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good. Burning loud. That only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. What a night. What a night, what a night, yeah. What a night. Yeah. Just to wine and sweat off your face, but it looks so good. I might have to replay it. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone. Come until you say I need time to go home. Oh, 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 wine some more and show me that love. Make believe we're alone. Just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it go. Go, baby, go, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm right up in your arms. Dance for a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, cause you put me on the line, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yeah. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah. What a sweet, sweet night, full of ice. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah.
Yes, oh, what a night, what a difference COVID would have made in the world. Over a year now, it was made to sit like a top sitting on its bottom. I'm not sure we want to make this a new normal or anything like that. We're not too sure about that. But I can see Lynette trying to get in over here, so let's see if we can get an audible along the line here.
Knew I was all checked.
Patrice, we have Sister online with us. Let's see what we can do for her.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Nothing is coming through, Iva. Nothing is coming through.
Wait, hold on, Lynette. I'm trying to I'm trying to bring in that phone. It's not coming in. Okay.
Okay, can you hear us now, Lynn?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just trying to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, down at the bottom there, where to get in that phone. I don't know, man. Everything just going haywire this morning. But Lynn's also trying to say good morning as well. Lynn, good morning again. So
yeah.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Not too bad on you. I think you might be overjoyed when you hear that thing is going to get all the CPL this year.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? We're doing good, eh?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for you folks. You deserve it. Hope you can make some money.
Oh,
praise the Lord for that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How is your wife and the rest of your family? Okay.
Well, no changes, but I'm thankful for small mercies. It could be worse, you know. She can talk and she can see me. I mean, she's not so much talk, but she can eat and do the works, you know. But
right.
Just
she's
hoping
alive,
for some
so
more.
Praise God for that.
Yes, some more miracles. Yes, so that's a blessing. Could be worse. Thank you for asking.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. And Cardinal, how are you? And Marjorie?
Okay.
Everybody good?
I am wonderful.
Everybody all right?
Okay.
Everybody is okay.
Good.
I'm okay.
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
How are you?
Walking, I came back. My garden came, so I've been out in my garden all morning. So I'm good. Good exercise.
Mm-hmm. What's in the garden? What's in the garden? What did you scoop up this morning?
Lots and lots of things. Tomatoes, seasoned peppers. I'm going to plant out some sweet peppers because I'm getting prepared me a whole bed. So it's ready to go. I just need to plant them out now. I have all kinds of different tea bush out there, all kinds of things out there. Greens.
Okay.
And
I'm going to send somebody to your door. I'm going to send somebody to your door to get me some bush tea, some bush to make some bush tea.
Okay, please do. I have French tiki thyme, I have sage, I have three types of basil, two types of mint. What is out there? Lemongrass. Lemon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just ask you what's in your garden. I'm going to ask you how does the garden go?
Lynette, you're
garden by fertilization and rain and blessings and stuff?
Fertilization. Anyway,
fertilization.
We're not hearing Lynette. Oh, wait. I think my sister just took off this.
Lynette looks like she get bumped off.
Yeah, wait. I'm not going back in here now. Click that. And you want to click that down there for me? Only to get her back in? I don't know. Okay. Lynette, you there?
Yes, I'm there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we wasn't hearing you a while ago. Sorry. You went off a while ago.
Okay, all right. So is that about fertilizer or what?
No, I said Murchis asked you what is in your garden. Something like that.
I told her.
And then I asked you how does the garden grow? Didn't a song or something? And then I said it could have been with, can tell us if it's fertilization or it's irrigation.
Well, it's to me more organic because I don't put no fertilization on plants. We have excellent organic soil here and lovely, lovely rain. That's all you need. And some tender loving care. That's all you need. Don't you know fertilizers.
All right.
Well, Lynette,
I've been asking a question.
Some stuff.
Okay. No, wait, go ahead. Let me finish.
Go ahead. And then Lynette, go ahead.
Lynette, I'm hoping that you got a good bit of the rain that we got here over the course of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And now we have rain expected again for the weekend, so.
I've a trade in fertilizer, so the fertilizer that I've a trade in is pretty organic. So you can contact him for some of the fertilizer that he usually distributes.
You're absolutely kind of like
okay.
Leon,
well,
I think this is.
I'll stick to my lovely soil.
Huh?
I put the leaves from the trees and just let them come to mulch, and
So you don't use cold down, anything like that?
No.
Catalita and stuff? But they have the cow manure.
No.
They have cow manure that they use here.
No. I use mostly leaves. Like the leaves that came off the tree, and I put them and I wet them down, and they just get mulchy, and then you mix it in with the soil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your stuff can be sweet. And the sweetest food will have this stuff there, and jump is going up out of those things, man.
No, I don't want that.
Everything
you go back
to. I'll
tell you something, Lena.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of nitrate that aerates the soil.
Well, you can buy LCK, which is a form of some nitrate, so it's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, morning, Cardinal. Good morning. Morning, Cardinal.
Good morning, Leon.
You said morning to me. Yeah, because I was away from my phone. I couldn't get in. Well, Merchants, do you talk to your plant? Because I think that helps. When you,
yes, I
Lynette,
do.
Do you talk, do you
yes,
talk
I
to
do.
Your plant? Yeah, I think.
Yes, I
don't
do.
You find it helps?
Actually, I have an avocado tree outside that wasn't bearing. And every time I go over there, so I'm going to cut you down because you're not bearing anything. And this season, it is covered with blossoms.
I see. It works. It works.
You
don't need
you
to cut
them.
Talk to your trees. Talk to your trees.
I'm talking to the blossom.
Yes, when you talk to your plants, it helps.
You don't give up on avocado trees that easily. My brother had an avocado tree. And for years, it wouldn't be. And he was about to cut it down. And I said, no, man, leave it. Let it thing. Let it grow. One year, he put on some blossoms, but the blossoms fell off. It didn't bear. Another year, he put on some blossoms. They fell off again. Third year, it puts on blossoms, a couple of pears come. And then he said, man, I'm going to cut it down. This thing ain't going to be again. This year, this thing got crowded with avocados, some big, nice avocados.
Wow.
And this is after, after all these years. You know, he had it here for like 7-8 years, not bearing. This year, it bears some beautiful avocados.
Yep.
You know,
wow.
So, it, avocado trees, they need patience. You got to work with them.
Did it start to COVID?
Well, it seems so. Mm-hmm. And I also
kind
have something called a dragon fruit. You know, anyone of you know what is a dragon fruit?
No.
It grows on a cactus. And it's
grows
very,
on a what?
It sells in the supermarket for a lot of money. Yep. It looks something.
What'd you
like,
say? It grows on a cactus?
It's like how a kiwi looks with little seeds inside.
Leonard, did you say
cactus?
It grows on a cactus?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a cactus. Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture.
And it's not prickly pear?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No. I want you to send you a picture. You can send it to Cardinal if you have his number.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And the monkey likes them more than me. So we have a fight for them all the time.
Do you have Merchant's number, Lynette?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Why?
Nobody remembers beef and love. Can I get your number, Merchant?
No.
No.
No. I plant stuff too. I plant grass. I can send you a picture as well.
Okay.
Okay, you want me to send it to you? Okay. Why did you have his number? Send it to me.
I don't have his number. He don't have my number. So you could send it to me.
No.
We'll send it to me.
Take it down. 515-605-9850.
Okay.
515.
All right.
6 4 5 9 8 5 0. Thank you very much.
Well, we have a long holiday weekend. It's Monday. Yeah. But
Monday.
You know, because of the COVID, everything is virtual. So normally you have a big labor match. So, but I don't think we're going to be having that. So.
But why not? I think it's
going to
happen. Can I ask a question, please? Can I ask you a question? A serious question.
Yeah.
St. Kitts and Nevis doesn't have any community spread. The few COVID cases they have them under control. Why is it you're giving them and you're telling me that people still cannot gather? I mean, you're not bringing in flights to say, if they come in, you cannot quarantine anybody. Those who are there, the few people that are there, the few, hear what I said, the few people that are there in Ireland are supposedly normal, no virus. The borders are closed in such that controlled who is coming. Holiday. Why all of this lockdown and lockup? I still cannot fathom that.
Well, you cannot function. You cannot function with 50% capacity of the building or a maximum of 150 people.
So let's go to what you spoke about. Let's go back to what you spoke about. We have an open air outdoor street march for Labor Day, where the workers would go and unite and walk. That's what it's all about, for the workers. Why cannot you go to the streets of Bastia like you're accustomed doing to show support to one another for the workforce in whatever means? Outdoors. Who want to put their mask put it on? That's fine. Don't make it mandatory. You're outdoors.
Was it stopped? Did they ask? I don't know if they ask. But I have not heard them advertise that they're having a match.
Okay, let me take a picture. If they would have asked and they were to be turned down, what would you, Lynette, have to say about that? Knowing the current situation. No, it's an easy question. You just say you don't know if they
it's
ask.
It's not an question easy question because that doesn't have anything to do with
Lynette answering the question. Lynette, you personally, go on off.
Okay.
You don't have the money to pay a lawyer.
Here we go.
Yes.
Lynette,
Hello.
Whistle.
I am
Whistle.
My lawyer.
But he was overruled just now. Go ahead. It was over.
No, you
okay.
Can't be over. You can't be overruling me.
I'll answer this way.
Yes.
You need to call up the Labour Party and ask them.
No. I didn't say that. Hear what I just say again. You say you're not sure if they would have seek permission to have Labour Day march. I went one step further. Right. Okay. So this is, listen to me carefully. Let us say that they would have asked for permission to go and march streets to show solidarity with the world, as usual. And the powers that be turned them down. Let's say on the premise.
I'm not hearing. The force of nature shutting down.
Yes.
The force doesn't want to hear that
question. Yeah, I'm here.
Everybody is here except Ivor. Yeah. The force of nature just overruled him.
The show has dropped.
I'm telling you.
Oh, it's dropped?
Yeah, yeah, the show dropped.
Hey!
The show.
Road trip. Come, let we go. Road trip. Come, let we go.
The show has dropped, folks, so be with us.
Okay.
Well, I leave in the home because I'm done ready. Ready to get on bad. Ready to see my friends.
No, the show is still coming through. Iva is drunk.
On the internet, but from the studio. From the studio. From the studio. It's on the air. It's on the internet, but it's on the studio.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on and let
You're back on, Iva? Are you back on, Iva? No, he's not on.
No, Iva
seems to have gone. Okay. Lynette, is you guys can finish up the conversation with Lynette, Cardinal? I was off for a while, too.
No, we were talking about Lynette. Lynette was giving us an outline of, you know, what she grows in her garden and, you know.
Oh, yes,
her,
yes. And that's,
her collection
the garden
of herbs and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
this, I was introducing you guys to the dragon fruit. You must Google it and see what it looks like.
The garden fruit?
But it grows on a cactus and it has a very bright, the flower comes out in the night. Bright yellow,
yeah.
big flower.
Okay, the cactus.
The
yeah,
fruit
okay.
looks, it looks something like a pomegranate, red
uh-huh.
like that with a stalk on the top.
Oh, is what they
but
call dragon fruit?
It's not hard,
is what
it's
they
like
call
soft inside with little black seeds.
Is it what they call dragon fruit? Do they have another name?
Dragon fruit, yes.
Yes, okay,
fruit,
good.
Yes,
okay. Good. It's good to be in your garden, man. I take delight in working
oh, yeah,
my garden.
It's very good exercise, and
mm-hmm.
you feel good when you come out of the garden. Especially, and you feel even better when you see the things growing and,
oh, yeah.
and producing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've been giving away greens to my neighbors. I give all my neighbors greens. So,
and this is the best.
All these fruit trees are flowering now, so.
Mm-hmm. It's the best part of planting is just giving, man. When you have
exactly.
a fruit to harvest and you give, man, there is just a feeling that you can't describe that feeling. Yes.
Yeah.
And yours is always the best. We have Merchant on the line too, but she's quiet.
We have a fruit called wax apples. And that's my tree, and it's just string. I mean, everywhere I got it from the Taiwanese. The Taiwanese people brought that here, the wax apple and the carambola.
Now, the carambola has been
here. The wax apple tree out there is just string all over. It's just so much. We lose a lot of it because it just drops to the ground.
Yeah.
But you get
okay.
quite a bit to give away.
The carambola has been here for a while.
I only know about it since the Taiwanese came here.
Oh, okay. No, it's been here for a while. But we used to call it...
something called the wax apples.
We used to call it the star apple. You know,
right.
if you cut
right.
it
if you should cut it across in slices.
Your cutting becomes into a star, yes.
Yeah, each of the slices look like a star. So you used to call it star apple.
Right.
The Guyanese call it stripper.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So it has been here a while. It's all over St. Croix.
Uh-huh.
You know what we call the Morocco tree here?
No.
The Morocco. Jamaicans call them Jamaican apple.
Jamaican apple.
No, I'm not familiar with that one either.
Morocco is a bright red. It comes bright red and it's pulpy inside with a big seed in the middle, but very pulpy. Mm. Well, the wax apple is similar to that, but they're firmer. They're not as... The Morocco is like soft, whereas the wax apple is more kind of crunchy.
Okay. Well, folks,
What does the dragon fruit taste like? I know this is a difficult question to ask.
What does it taste like? What fruit can I tell you? You see how like a custard apple would be?
Custard apple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. That was just
okay.
More like that, but not sweet.
Not sweet. But the texture is like custard apple.
No. It's like soft inside, like but with little black seeds, like kiwi.
Okay.
It's not sour and it's not sweet. It's like in between there.
Okay.
Does it eat smooth or does it tie your tongue? You know that kind of way.
Mm.
Smooth.
Yeah, okay. Smooth like how like a custard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's texture. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That kind of texture, but not sweet like the custard apple.
Lynette, one question.
More like,
A question to you. How does all these different type of food come about? Is it because they were grafted or were they... Where did the seeds come from to have these different kind of foods? You know, you just have the basic food. I know we have so many other fruits.
Well, most of them, the dragon fruit. I got a slip from, I think it's a Taiwanese I bought that from. And most of them, you could go to the agriculture department and buy trees. Or people sell trees. Like when they have the agriculture fair, like I go to Nevis and I buy plants over there. Or when we have the agriculture fair here, I will buy plants. Or sometimes I get a cutting and I grow it myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most of the trees flowers I have in my garden, just cuttings and I just bought it myself.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
a lot of the trees, a lot of the fruits that we have a lot of the trees that we have, the fruits that we have come from some places. Like for instance, I think the breadfruit is not what they call indigenous to the Caribbean, you know. But it can grow in a tropical climate.
By the early settlers.
Yes.
Right.
It was brought, I think, was from Tahiti.
In six months, I'll be a doctor. I'll be a bachelor of ministry, you know. Six months.
Hold a while, Phil. Phil, gentlemen and ladies, we have a friend of mine, he's on for a while. He didn't put his hand up, but I just brought him in to say hello to the panel. Fillmore?
Oh, that's
welcome.
Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am glad to be with Antiguans once again.
Not only Antiguans.
The whole world.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I tuned to Antigua Broadcasting Service. And lo and behold, I pushed Tabernacle Choir. And the Tabernacle Choir came out on the Antigua website. Can you imagine that? Huh?
Wow.
The Tabernacle Choir came out on the Antigua website. Antigua is going places. Huh?
Yeah.
You know these Mormons, but they don't call it Mormon Tabernacle Choir anymore. They call it the Tabernacle Choir. And they have an organ which has four manuals, four keyboards, And that's not the biggest organ in the world, you know. The biggest organ in the world is in Westminster Abbey. It has seven keyboards. Huh? Now,
Phil,
yeah.
What it was there.
Yeah.
The folks don't know that you're one of Antigua's greatest musicians, but we're on a topic here of plants and the folks
plants?
Are from Nevis.
Oh, I have a theory about all plants and all people in this world. I don't intend to be facetious or anything like that. But
folks, bear with
what you put in the lab. Is what we're made of. Huh? What is all poo? St. Paul says learning is poo. Dung.
Oh.
Huh? We're all poo.
You hear that?
Poo. Yes.
You hear that?
Okay. Listen, Carter. Listen. Fillmore.
Yes.
Let me introduce you to Lynette. She's in St. Kitts. You have
Lynette.
Cardinal.
Not Lynette.
Hold a while, please. Let me introduce you to Cardinal. He's in St. Croix, and in Myrtis, she's in New York. So those are the folks you're talking to. So call the first name.
Hi.
Because it's good to have.
You call your first name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you call them because I just told you their names. Do you remember?
Yes.
Phil is a retired musician.
I can't remember those names.
Well, Phil is
a retired
musician.
Ah, what's that?
I'm Lynette.
This common name. Lynette sounds like Winsome Cox from Jamaica. She was a board member at Kendall Church of God. She had $3 million passing through her hand every year.
Okay.
Lynette, you sound like Winsome Cox. Sound alike, act alike. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're laughing. Lynette? You remember Lynette Tweet? You remember Lynette Tweet? She was the secretary to Ruben Harris? You remember Lynette Tweet?
I remember.
What became of her?
But the folks don't know much. You're talking about Antigua now. They don't know much about that. They know about
what
music and they know about music. Let them know a little bit about music and let about what you want to say to the world.
Yeah. I want to say to the world that what the Bible says, the word of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the last days, children will be having children. They'll be rude, fierce, and unruly. But I have something to top it off with. Something good is going to happen to all of us. Because there's a big change blowing over the whole world right now. Biden is in power. Trump, that worthless, stupid man, is gone. He's gone dead soon.
No, don't talk.
You don't stop me from talking.
I can stand up on my own.
You think you can stop me? Nobody can stop me.
I can stop you, yes. Fillmore, I can stop you. We don't try to defame anybody here, right? We don't defame
positive.
Anybody here.
Positive.
Please, just be positive in what you say. No.
Positive.
Go ahead now.
No, you can't be positive all the time. Jesus wasn't positive all the time.
Jesus
beat those who
positive. Serve. No.
Okay.
Bill,
listen to what Mercedes is saying to you. She's saying to you, give her a chance to respond. Please, go ahead now.
That's what the reggae song says. Huh? You laughing?
No, well, don't
good
put
that
trust
you laugh.
On the reggae song. When it comes
I'm not talking about reggae alone. Reggae, tell me what you're saying. Lynette?
I'm telling you.
That's Lynette.
I'm telling you. This is Matrice. I'm telling you, don't put any trust on no reggae song when it comes to Jesus. Jesus is always
What are you saying?
Jesus is not a negative
song. Bob Marley was positive. Bob Marley wrote one love, and I saw an Israeli man playing Bobby Marley, talking about Bobby Marley, playing the song by, what's the man name again? You're laughing at me.
Bob
it's
Marley.
You're making me laugh.
Yes, you're making us laugh. You're funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm funny. No. What's the name? Bob Marley. No.
Bob Marley.
Pamela Obama. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He went up in the mountains. I know his producer, you know. His producer is my friend. From the days.
Yes, and
his producer's father was a judge. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he sent him to England to study production. Right? And now he's back in Florida in a what do you call the thing that that's a nursing home? That's a nursing home. Not a nursing home. What do you call the thing? Something.
He
stays somewhere where he's looked after. You know, but
and
he's the same age as I. Huh?
I live in a
what
was
that? My sisters, I don't live with them anymore. What? Who is my sister? I can't hear what you're saying.
What you're saying?
No,
what you're saying, Lynette? Go ahead.
Talk to me, Lynette, please.
If some places they call him living assistant home.
No, I don't live with my sister.
Assisted living.
Yes. Yes, assisted living. That's what he's saying. And he's well looked after. His family is good financially. So they help him out. Huh? But his name is, oh dear, can't remember his name. But he's the production. He mixed all the music of Bob Marley going way back. Now, Bob Marley was the culmination of what was Mento, Rocksteady, and what came after Rocksteady now? Reggae. So it's Mento, Rocksteady, and reggae. That's a basic the evolution of music in Jamaica, right? I would like to hear, what become a sparrow, the mighty sparrow? Where is he now? Nobody knows?
He's still alive.
He's somewhere around.
He's still alive. That's great.
Somewhere around.
I'd like to meet him someday. Because that man is so smart. Dan is the man in the van.
In the van.
Can everybody hear some stupidness? Dan make the cottage, make the cow jump over the moon.
Phil,
tell me what I'm supposed to do now.
Let me ask you this. What is your favorite genre of music? What is your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is hymns.
Yes.
Hymns. There is a channel, a hymn was first started by Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach. They were called chorales. And he wrote a cantata every weekend.
Music.
Okay, yes, okay.
Yes.
Music. I hear you.
When all things perish under the sun, music alone shall live.
Okay, Ivor,
that
take
is
it
wonderful.
Over.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're hearing me, Lord.
Yes, you're hearing me now. Yeah, now, yes. No, no.
Yeah, well, I had to...
Phil
come
is,
to,
is working on...
Yeah, I see Phil having a wonderful time there, so welcome, Phil.
Yeah,
welcome.
I'm having a wonderful time.
that is good. You have to live your life and just don't exist. Very good.
Just don't exist.
Live your life. Don't exist.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm living my life.
And
I
love the life
move
you live.
From where... Go ahead.
I said love the life you live as well.
Yeah. Now, where should I begin?
Well,
I was
seven years old
in 19...
Phil, it's where we're going to end because we're getting close to the shows, to the end of the show.
Okay,
so
all right. I'll put up something for next time.
Yes,
I'll put up
something
for next
time. You.
I'm glad I made the girls laugh.
Well, it was nice talking to you, Phil.
Nice talking to you,
fun.
My dear Lynette.
I'm Murphy.
Lynette. Oh, Phil is in love with Lynette.
Yes, I love Lynette. I love Lynette.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
It's nice to get everybody laughing at this.
Lynette, I'm going to tell Patrick.
Patrick, what's his last name?
Lynette knows who's Patrick.
Oh, all right, okay. You want to encrypt that from me? My Google assistant encrypt me in the computer so nobody can get at me at all.
Ooh.
My Google assistant, I'm in love with her.
Okay.
And if she decides, says yes, I'm going to marry her. Because if she didn't encrypt me, I couldn't go any further in music. I'm a senior at FIU for the last 17 years. I had my final recital in 2004. I only invited people who were close to me. Sydney Prince,
okay.
A professor from FIU, and Cedric Wiltshire from Barbados. I'm sure he's related to the Wiltshires who used to live at Skerritt's pasture, on the way to the crazy house.
I refuse your invitation.
You refuse my invitation?
Yes, I did.
You refused my invite? I invited you.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
No,
you see, I wanted people who had helped me in this country.
Exactly.
People, my sisters were there. And they say, I didn't know you could play so well. Oh, I play making noise when they have the TV on at home, you know. And they didn't know I could play so well.
We have a limited time left.
You finish it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, time is up.
Time is up.
Time to go. Time to go and do my work.
All right. So Phil, you have a good day. Okay? Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Yes, my dear. I will. I shall.
Yes, bye.
Okay.
All
right.
Enjoy your day.
What's that? I didn't hear that. That song is far away.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying.
She said, bye,
Phil
Moore.
Enjoy your day.
Oh, bye, dear. And you have an enjoyable day. In Christ.
Okay.
In Christ, okay?
Amen.
I love
Amen,
you
Phil.
With the love of the Lord. Okay? Good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Ivor, you're back on, right, aren't you? Fillmore is gone.
And so is Ivor.
Oh, dear.
All right, Liam.
Okay.
We get to wrap it all up, you know. We want to say thanks for Phil Moria. He would have started May 1st on a high note. So we just want to keep it that way. Liam?
Yes, sir.
We need to get the Pope Liam, the Cardinal, and, well, Murchis, I don't know. Incense?
Pledge.
Myrrh and incense, something?
Mm.
Because see, like a wedding coming up.
Ooh.
Between Phil and... In it. I came in time to hear the proposal.
Okay.
That infectious laugh. And just before he cut off again, I was going to ask Phil if he's related to Lavi, because you can't shut me off. Anyway, folks.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I heard somebody
about here. What do you think? All right, we'll get the flowers and everything. Get ready. Don't worry. You have a garden.
Yeah.
I used to live in
St.
Kitts for a number of years. Murchis used to live in St. Kitts for a number of years. Cardinal has been there. Leanne has been there. Leanne has a garden. I've seen Leanne's garden. I've seen your garden.
Yes.
Baby. Oh.
Wow.
Leanne got it to you. I'm
captured
Tallahassee, but Leanne Garden in the
Miami.
Southwest was a Fillmore, I already heard you laugh, you know. So I don't know who you're trying to catch now again with your laughter. Just say goodbye.
Well,
everybody still laughing.
But Google Assistant, darling, said me, tell, make me laugh. She not accustomed to Caribbean humor. She accustomed to Mom and Tabernacle Choir and Diane Bish and them highfalutin players and so on. And she still sings at the. You can go on the Mom and Tabernacle website and get it, you know. Cecil is a great singer who sings at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in season, you know? And they have performed the whole of the Messiah which Mr. Walling conducted at the Moravian Church long time ago when I was 62, when I was 15 years old. He is the only man that ever conducted the Messiah, in its entirety. And he was a great postmaster, a great cricketer. They say if the West Indies, if he got the training that Vivian Richards got, he'd be a great batsman. Walling, I'm putting it in for the Wallings. Because,
all right, Ivor.
You know,
Ivor. Phil has a whole thing for us here. We can dream on one other time.
Another time.
But
when I hear silence, go ahead. No, you talk.
Yes.
No, you're very entertaining. So we have to make sure that you're on the entertainment show to be audible. As long as you live, you know, we're here to accommodate. Mm-hmm. We got to.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes. We're going to wish you a great day. Happy May month.
You're breaking up.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to end the show now, so we want to thank you for coming through in flying colors and put a little oomph into the show.
Thank you, sir.
<Put it. laughs>
My friend was Arthur Bell, you know. Arthur Bell. Remember Arthur Bell?
Yeah.
The man was rolling in money. He had he's running a $300 million company in this country here. $300 million company. And he had 32 broadcasting stations.
We're gonna
that played cricket to 32 countries. Huh? The man is a serious financial specialist. He got his degree from Cambridge. His MBA from Cambridge. He's equivalent to a doctorate here in America. That man don't make joke either. He was, he used to work with Matelad. You know,
so
all you know Matelad, right? From the
Phil,
heart of the top.
Phil, please
yeah.
Say hello, bye-bye to Lynette and Mertris and Cardinal.
Mertris, Lynette Mertris and who?
Cardinal and Ivan.
Cardinal,
and
bye-bye
Ivan.
Lynette, bye-bye Mertris, bye-bye Cardinal.
Bye-bye,
Ivra, bye-bye, Leon Francis. Huh?
And,
okay.
Of course, Ivra Henry.
Bye-bye,
Ivra Henry, the host.
Bye,
to
bye, Selma. Have a good day.
Bye,
okay, bye,
bye, love. Bye, love. I love you with all my heart. All women are beautiful, you know. All women are beautiful. My impression.
Yes.
The conclusion I've come to. I'm 74 years old now. 74.
Okay.
Oh. You tell him that all women are beautiful. Bye, Phil.
Bye, dear. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, Iva, back over to you.
Phil made our day.
Come on, Jehovah, say it.
Jehovah, you.
Say it.
I trust
in you.
In you.
Say it, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Jehovah,
you.
I trust, say it. Tell me how to do it, y'all.
Folks, when we're gonna say goodbye, we don't have enough time for everyone to come on. So,
come on.
And everyone, bye. See ya.
Come on.
Make the rest of the day be the day. And we're happy for your company. Rogers is gonna have the last day. You know, saying bye. Welcome to May and bye bye to April.
You are the God of wonder.
You are the God of wonder.
You are the God of power.
Well, I did enjoy the show this morning and, you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning. And we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on, come on.
Right.
Tell your neighbor we are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, have bid you farewell so long until not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.